The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung, and this is my co-host, Ron. For those that may or may not know, or that cannot see, excuse me, this is my handheld recorder, Ron. He is my reminder for my questions. And today I have another guest on my show. He is the superintendent for the Kent Intermediate School District program. So let's welcome Paul Domowski to the show. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me today. This is somewhat, I know it was a dream for you to have your own show, but it's a dream for me to be on a podcast. This is the first podcast I've ever been on. I listen to them all the time, and so it's a real honor to be here with you today.
Well, thank you very much. How does it feel to be on the show today?
Great. This is an amazing experience. When I found out about your show through a few others that work at Kent ISD, I've been listening to your podcast for the last few weeks here, and now it's a reality. I'm here today, so very excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. So you like the show?
Love it. It's great to hear the people that work here in Kent County, to hear about all the things, the great things that are happening. You got a lot of people that come onto your show that are very passionate about supporting others in the county and making sure that people realize their dreams. So it's a great, positive show to listen to every week.
Well, hey, I'm very happy to hear that. It's positive. All right, question number one. I know that you're new here. Before you came to the Kent Intermediate School District, what did you do before you came to KISD, and how has the change affected you?
Yeah, so I started off as a teacher in Grand Rapids Public Schools at Central High School. I taught at Central High School for a couple years, and then I also taught at Northview High School. After that, I decided I wanted to have a greater influence on helping students in this county. And so I went into administration, and I spent several years down in Allegan County. Down in Allegan County, I helped supervise a local district, but also provided support countywide at Allegan AESA. And then I've always still lived here in Grand Rapids, and I had an opportunity about 4 years ago to come home to work here in Kent County, where I'm invested. My friends are here. My kids go to school in Kent County, and to work at Kent ISD was sort of a dream for me. And so to be able to come back home to work in Kent County was something very exciting I was able to do here.
All right. When you were teaching at those schools, what did you teach?
Back in that time, a number of years ago, pretty much taught a lot of different subjects. So I taught everything from math, science, co-taught classes in social studies. What I ended up doing towards the end of my teaching career is I taught in a program for students that did a lot of community-based instruction. And so doing that, we would go on to job sites, go to Senior Meals on Wheels, and do those job skills. And that was something I was passionate about as I was teaching, was preparing students for
the future,
yeah. And what was next. And as a high school teacher, I always worried about what was next. What would life look like outside of school? And always had that mindset of preparing students and realizing what their hopes and dreams were, and helping them achieve them.
Yeah, and helping them be successful in the world, and getting them out in the real world and getting them prepared.
Yes, yes.
All righty. All righty, Ron. Number two question. All right, just let me fix it. Here we go. All righty. So how has the programming for special ed education changed now that you're no longer with Grand Rapids Public Schools?
Yeah, so as you're aware, Grand Rapids Public Schools operated what we call center programs for Kent County for over 50 years. And Kent County has been a leader in providing services to students with special needs for a long time now. Even before the Michigan Administrative Rules and IDEA, the Individuals with Disability Act,
advocates
across the United States, even before that happened, they started, which I think you're familiar with, Lincoln Campus out there, where they had Kent Vocation Options, KVO, Lincoln School, Lincoln Developmental Center.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. Yep, I'm very familiar.
Yeah, so those have been around even before it was even legal required. And so Grand Rapids, on behalf of the 20 other local districts in Kent County, operated those programs for a number of years. But if you look at other counties in the state of Michigan, mm-hmm. it's most common for the ISD to operate those programs because that's a little bit what we do. We provide program services, supports to all 20 districts. And as Grand Rapids, as a local district, they have to worry about providing students to their resident that live in their resident boundary. But as an ISD, we provide countywide service. So I think it was a natural transition and for the programs to come over to Kent ISD, because a lot of the services and supports that we provide are already countywide. And so coming over, we're continuing, I think, that great tradition that happened in Kent County. But now that it's an ISD program, we're just doing things a little bit differently and looking to see how we can improve. And I think that's what any great program does. It looks where you're currently at and then looks towards the future of how you can get better, having that growth mindset.
Yeah, but you got to have that growth mindset, but it can be hard to make that transition. But once you get into that, I mean, you're set to go. And when you mentioned the Lincoln, you mentioned the disability advocates. They would get special needs students their some stuff for school, so they can work and do some homework too,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like their tablets, iPads, and iPhones.
Yeah, that's a big part. We're fortunate at Kent ISD to have a great assistive technology department where we've got Kendi Segovia and Susie Roseski, who helps us with assistive technology and AAC devices to help with that communication. But you know, I think again, like I said, you know, the great thing about Kent ISD taking this program right now is that we're looking at sort of a new start to continuously improve and get better and have that growth mindset. And you look at someone, I know you understand that because I look at your show and I've heard on your show a couple times now, you want to go here and go regionally, go statewide and be one of the top podcasts in the nation, right?
Yeah, it's the top dogs.
So that's what we want for Kent ISD in these programs and ultimately for the students, that we want them to attend the best school in the country for the programs that we provide, just like we want the Joe Show to be the best podcast in the country.
Yes, because and also a nice safe environment to learn and have fun.
Right. It's very important that you're right. Safety is like that basic need, and you know, having students come from all over the county, we want that a lot for the families that we send, that when they send their kids to school, they know that they'll be taken care of, their needs will be met, and that we care for them. There's that saying in Capturing Kids' Hearts that they don't know what they don't care what you know until they know that you care. And that's the culture that we want to create in center programs, is that the staff care about each one of their students to reach their goals and dreams in life.
I've never heard that saying before, I don't think. No, I've never heard that, but I didn't know that saying, that was a saying.
Yeah, so essentially, I think it's with everybody. It's a phrase that's used in education in the program Capturing Kids' Hearts, but I think it's just true in life that relationships matter. We're in a people business, and getting to know people, letting them know that you care about them helps in that relationship, so you can help each other grow and get better in life.
Yep. Well, that, yeah, because also building relationships with your students, and teaching them how to get along with others too at school, and building that bond and that trust is also important. Because if you're not going to make friends, I mean, what is it going to be for you?
Right. Yeah, I think back on my education. You know, there's been those teachers, or maybe it's even like you said, a friend, that bond that you created. Yeah. When you have someone that believes in you and sees your abilities, it helps you. That it gives you that confidence, because you know, it gives you that boost. And we're all fortunate to have those people in the life. I know you could probably think back of some of those either teachers or friends that you had in school that believed in you, that believed, you know what, Joe would one day have his own podcast.
Yes, exactly.
And then you're here today because, you know, you've got people now in your life that believe that, but that probably the seeds of that started early when you were back in school, that people saw your ability and saw that this was one day possible and believed in you and helped build your skills over the years.
And being supportive and accepting too.
Right.
To what you want to do in life and what you dream.
That's right.
Right, Ron. So what is your vision moving forward with the special education program in, say, like 5 to 10 or 15 years?
Right. So essentially, you know, on a very sort of large, big picture scale, we want the Kent ISD Center programs to be the best center programs in the state of Michigan and the United States. And how do we do that? It's really a collaborative approach. It's about creating a culture where staff, and as an administrator, this is a little bit of my philosophy, that it's my job as an administrator to make sure that staff have the knowledge, skills, and resources they need to do their best work every day. Our staff are the ones that are working directly with students on a daily basis. And we've really got to create a system that great things happened by design, that it's not the individual teacher's responsibility to make that happen, but we should, as administrators, create a system that happens intentionally, that each teacher feels coming to work every day, they have the knowledge, skills, and resources they have to do the best work that they can to be their best. And if we do that, our teachers have the knowledge, skills, and resources to do their best work, then our students will have that teacher, that support, that someone that believes in them, that someone that is there for them to help them reach their full potential each day. So I think the biggest thing, you know, the vision is creating that culture of excellence in our teaching staff, and then excellence in providing high quality instruction resources to our students so they can realize their life dreams.
Right. And because knowledge is power, mm-hmm. because if you're not going to, I mean, you got to have that knowledge, because if you don't have the knowledge, I mean, what good is that going to do for you? And what good will that bring you? Mm-hmm. Because in life, you got to have someone help you reach your full potential, mm-hmm. in school and like what you want to do.
I think that's true. You know, you talk about that knowledge and someone to help you. It's like someone says to me before, even like the best athletes in the world, they have coaches. You know, even Tom Brady, who just won
the Super Bowl.
Yeah. He's still got coaches around and helping and training every day. Even in myself, I look to others. It might be a peer or my supervisor to look to help and train me. So I think that it's knowledge and it's helping others and creating that collaborative culture. So the people around you, you've got a team, Joe, I've got a team, like everywhere you go. And I think people are successful for the people that are around them, that help share knowledge, help share experience, and encourage and support each other.
Right. And also to help each other out too, if we need someone to talk to or lean on, almost like you mentioned, like a colleague or a mentor. Yes. And a friend too. Yeah. And also it's almost like having that, whenever you're like, say for example, like, let's say you join the swimming team and your coach pushes you to do better or like move forward while swimming, when he or she wants you to, keep practicing and keep going and not give up, you know, you don't want to give up.
That's right.
On reaching to the end, like when you're doing something or swimming or doing a sport.
That's right. Yep. Those people in your life, those relationships that you have, the coaches, they can help you. They can help you be more than what you thought you could be sometimes. And so, you know, I do think that's why I like the name of your show, Connecting All Abilities, because I really do believe that we all have abilities. We all have something that we're meant to do. And it's great to have those people around you that see those abilities and see that you can reach your full potential.
Yeah. So how has COVID-19 affected your programming, and how will that change after COVID going forward?
Yeah, I think I mentioned when I first met you, Joe, that I'm a people person. I believe in relationships. I believe there's value in being in the same room together. That's why I'm glad you and I are here today in the studio together today. But, you know, during this time of COVID, the health and safety of everybody from our staff to our students is our top priority this year. And really wanted keeping everyone safe. We had to move this time last school year to distance learning.
Yeah, remote learning.
Remote learning. And you can't replicate exactly what you do in a classroom over a virtual remote learning environment. But we've done our best. And in that, you know, I'd prefer to be back in person, but just reflecting on the last few months, we've really seen some pros, and maybe some ideas, strategies, tools that will help us moving forward. So one of the things that everyone's more comfortable with now than they've ever been is like using Zoom. And one of the benefits that we saw with COVID is we had a lot more parent interaction and connection during that time because some of our students were at home. We had the ability to be at home and coach families on how to do certain activities. Our physical therapists, our speech therapists, our occupational therapists had an opportunity to connect with families more often. And in mm-hmm. doing so, families felt more empowered to help their children in the home. And so we've seen with COVID an increase in parent communication, parent interaction, and building parent skills, which is really good. I'm looking forward to the day that all students will be back in the classroom. But what we're doing right now is we're trying to think, how do we keep those things that we did learn, those new skills, that parent communication? How do we keep some of that moving forward? And a lot of times, sometimes a barrier to coming to school for families because they're busy with jobs, other kids. Sometimes jumping on a Zoom meeting, we can connect and communicate almost instantly, where some of our families might live a half hour away, or there might be some barriers to us communicating. So I think COVID has impacted. Again, we can't replicate what we do in person. We've done our best, but I think we can continue to communicate better with families and at home and help our families in that way moving forward.
Yeah. Because during this, because during COVID, and when, because did you also keep in touch with did you get a hold of your, or I'm sorry, did you stay in touch with your students?
Yeah. So, one of the things was the families, but also staying in contact with students. This time last year, the governor's orders that, you know, everyone had to be on Zoom remote learning.
And stay home.
Yeah. And so this school year, though, we gave every family a choice. So based on families' comfortability with being at school, we started the school year that either you could attend full-time back in person, or you could choose to do remote learning this school year. And then every marking period, we gave families and students the option to come back in person. So we started the year, probably about 50% of our students back in August decided to come back in person, about 50% decided to stay at remote learning. Now that we're in the fourth marking period, the last part of school here, we're closer to about 75% of our students are back in school, and we still have 25%. One of the things I think some families are waiting on and students are waiting on before they come back to school is the vaccine. And so as we're seeing in Kent County, the vaccines continue to get rolled out, and we're hoping by next school year we'll see a much higher percentage of students choosing to come back and be back in class and be back in person.
You know, it sounds like it, like in learning, in like in-person learning is getting back there slowly. Yes. Like you mentioned, with all the vaccines rolling out, if all the kids and the students can get and staff and students can get all vaccinated, I think in learning person can get back. In person learning can be back.
Yes.
And you guys can get back to resuming the stuff that you guys were planning to do for in-person learning. Yeah. And some fun and creative ideas.
Right. I think, you know, from my understanding, you at one point attended KVO.
Yeah, I did.
And that's one of the struggles this year is not only getting students back in person in class, but also getting students out to local businesses. And that's been a struggle this year, because even though some of our students have returned back to our buildings, which are at the Mayfield Strait and our community sites, we haven't had all of our business ready and willing to take us back for our students to work on site. So we're looking forward to that too. As businesses start opening up, then our students can get out and get those real life job experiences on site moving forward here too.
Yeah. And the job sites is, I think you were looking for, if I'm correct.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of comp renewal and everything. Yeah. Last year there weren't any job sites.
Yes, that's been tough. I think that's why some of our families and our students have chose distance learning. They're sort of waiting to come back to when those job sites are open too, because that's, I mean, when you're 18 to 26 year old in our program, that's, I think, well, what a lot of our students are most excited about is to get out in the community and actually start learning skills and learning real life job skills so they can reach their goal, whatever that goal may be for their career.
Yeah. I also understand that from my previous guest, John Kleft, that you like to reference superheroes into your staff meetings. Why is that?
I've always, since I was a little kid, I've got this picture, Joe, of myself and a kid in a Batman costume. And then I've also got a picture of myself in high school in a Batman costume. Oh. And just from an early age, something about superheroes just always appealed to me. Batman's one of my favorites. And if you're like DC comics, I like Batman. If you like Marvel comics, I like Iron Man. One of the things I like about those superheroes are their hard work, self-determination, their belief in helping others is always something that really appealed to me. And so I think they're, in essence, they're uplifting stories about how to help others. And so I often will use quotes from superhero movies in meetings to keep it light, or share a quote. A couple of my favorites, Spider-Man says, "With great power comes great
responsive." Yes.
You know it.
Yes.
That's an awesome one. I love Spider-Man saying that. And another one that Batman says is, "It's not who I am underneath, but what I do defines me." And what I like about that quote is it's about our actions. It's about the choices that we make every day. We have a choice every day, no matter what happened before, to turn everything around, to believe in it, to take that next step in the right direction. And so watching superhero movies is inspiring to me. So I use some of those quotes with John Claff and others just to keep things light in meetings, but also
and positive
and keep it positive. Yeah. Yeah. So you like superheroes too then, obviously.
Yes. And my favorite one is Batman.
Is it too? Oh, nice.
Yep. Good old Adam West.
Oh, you like the old school, like 1960s Batman.
Yep.
Huh?
I do.
When I watch that now, there's got some funky music in there and stuff, right?
Yeah, it does have some funky music.
That's good stuff.
It's good entertainment, too, dude, for the mind, body, and soul.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's... this is... You know what? It's... You know what? I love it when you do those quotes, but I love it because these quotes are like positive and they get you thinking positive.
Yeah.
And they get your students thinking positive, and so does the staff.
Yes.
And also John Clough.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, I like watching that. You know, I think they're relevant to a lot of the superhero movies. They talk about what's happening in the world right now. And, you know, I just watched Winter Soldier, Falcon and Winter Soldier. I don't know if you've heard of that show that's out on Disney Plus right now. That's a great show. But a lot of times they talk about cultural issues right now that's happening too. And it's good for students. It's good for everybody. Good form of entertainment.
Yeah, I didn't see it. How about Falcon and the Snowman?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Falcon and the Winter. Thank you. Yeah. I was looking for that, yes. Cause,
yeah.
I didn't see it. Maybe I'll see it someday.
Yeah.
All righty, one more question. All right, Ron, one more question. And one more question for you. When you're not working, what do you do to rest? And what do you do to rest and relax when you're not working?
Well, that's a difficult one to answer. I have four kids, Joe, and I have four kids under four at one point. Now my kids I have twin girls who are 8. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So usually when I get home, my time's spent busy with them running around, and they're in karate and soccer now and all these sports, taking piano. So I don't know if it's resting, but in terms of relaxing, what brings me joy is I love my job. I work hard every day. But then I set aside time to go home and spend time with my family. And, you know, right now it's really about watching my kids play soccer, my son Leo do karate. That is really sort of that joyful thing that relaxes me, that gives me peace outside of work. So I think it's important to have a good balance in life, a work, you know, home life balance. And so I'll do that. Besides that, when I have time for myself, you know, I like to exercise, I'll go running. I like to play tennis or those type of sports too.
Oh, do you play tennis with someone?
Yeah. My kids are starting to play right now, which is nice to play with them. But no, just play with a couple of my friends, just play tennis. Now that it's getting warm outside again, it'll be good to play outdoors.
Well, tomorrow's going to get warm.
Yeah. What do you like to do, Joe?
When it's nice out, I love to go for nice long walks, and I love to be outdoors.
Yeah.
That's what really relaxes me.
Where do you like to go? Like, do you like to walk on different trails here in Kent County or along the water? What?
I'll pretty much walk my cul-de-sac.
Your cul-de-sac near your house? Yeah.
Yeah, I live on a cul-de-sac. But
well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming on my show. Well, thank you very much for coming on my show today and having me ask you questions and be a part of or being in the conversation. Thank you very much for being on the show. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to say or add to the conversation?
Well, just again, I'd like to thank you, Joe. This is the first podcast I've ever been on. It was a dream to be on a podcast for me, and you made that dream come true for me. So I got to say thank you for that. And I'm a fan of the show. I'll keep listening every week to your podcast, and I look forward to seeing this grow. And hopefully one day, as you get bigger and more famous on your podcast, I'll be like, yeah, I was on that show. I was on the Joe Show. So thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here, Joe.
You're welcome. And please keep listening, tuning into my show, and I think that will start your day.
It's a great way. Great way. I listen to it in the car. Yeah, all the time. Thanks, Joe.
I was about ready to ask you that. You should listen to that when you're driving on the way to work.
Yeah.
And also on the way home.
Yeah, that's when I do it. That's when I do it. Love it.
Thanks. Is there anything else?
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Do you got any questions for me, Ron? Nope. No. Well, okay. And before we go, I would also like to end this to close out the show with a joke. Why did a cookie go to the doctor? Because he felt crummy.
Nice.
All righty. Well, that just about does it for today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment down below, and also leave a rating and review. You could find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page. And my show airs on WKTV channels Comcast 25 and AT&T 99 Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and air on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. And you can also find my show on Stitcher and Anchor.fm, which is powered by WKTV. And you can also find my show on Spotify. And I will see you next week. I'll be back next week, Monday. I'll see you all next week, Monday. So please take care of yourself and each other and keep your feet on the ground and reach for the stars. And until next time, peace.